Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Beller, episode number 59, Someone to Talk To.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. It is an honor and a privilege to have you with me here today. Our purpose here at the Pathway to Promise is to be a voice of encouragement and hope to you to help you overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. We do that through inspirational stories and teaching and by hearing from great authors and leaders and thought leaders and teachers and people who are successful in business and in health and in self-development and in financial management. All these areas that can help you overcome the areas which we often are having difficult to deal with, death in the family or disease, something like a divorce or a bankruptcy, any number of things that you may happen in your life that you need to deal with. We're here to be helpful through conversation, and through commentary, through storytelling, and through lessons from great leaders. You can find out more about us at pathwaypromise.com. We have a free gift for you there. It's called the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. You can go there. It's a guide to help you start and end your day as a success, and you can go there. You can also check us out on and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher and other outlets as well. My name is Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for 40 years and have a doctoral degree in life transformation. Here to be helpful to you with great stories of encouragement and hope like this one right now. 10-year-old Carol lost her grandfather. He passed away and she missed him. One afternoon, shortly after he had died, she lay on her bed, and she was just sobbing and crying, just inconsolably. And her mother sat beside her and asked, "You know, what's the matter, honey?" The little girl said, "I miss my grandpa. I miss talking to him about my problems." "Mom," said sympathetically, "I know, dear. I miss him, too. But can't you talk to me?" Carol shook her head violently, "No." And Mom said, "Why not?" And Mom asked her again, "Why not?" And little Carol, through her tears, said, "Because you and Dad are who what Grandpa and I talked about. You're what we talked about." It's pretty common, really, for children to not always confide in their parents about everything. Certainly not as much as a mom and dad would like for them to. But it's also true that many of us adults choose not to discuss our problems with really anybody. With your friends or your co-workers or even family. But it is so important to have someone, somebody to talk to. To someone you can confide the deepest part of your emotions. It's been estimated by sociologists that the majority of men and many women have nobody that they feel like they could call in 2 a.m. if their lives were truly falling apart. Nobody that they feel like they could call if it's a true crisis. It seems that for too many people, outside of their immediate families, too many people are utterly without intimate emotional connections. The philosopher Goethe once said this: "The world is so empty if one thinks only of mountains, rivers, and cities. But to know someone here and there who thinks and feels with us, and who, though distant, is close to us in spirit, this makes the earth an inhabited garden." So here's my question to you today, friends, here on the Pathway to Promise podcast. Who can you be vulnerable with? Who can you connect up with some of your deepest emotions? Is your life like a garden with many people in it? Or is it more like a lonely desert that is not like a garden? The difference may simply be in whom you feel free to call at your most wounded moments. Do you have such a person? Or are you such a person for somebody else? I've heard the definitions of a friend is: a friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and can sing it back to you when you have forgotten the words. If you're able to find the kind friend who knows the song in your heart, then you must be kind to that friend as well. And good friends, like a garden, take some time to grow. So here's the point today, friends. My friends, plant some seeds of relationships. That may mean reaching out to someone who you have just a spark of an idea, maybe a listening ear, or offering yourself as a listening ear to someone else. This is about communication on a deeper level. And here's what I know, friends, my friends, is that you cannot get truly to what we like to call here your promised life, a place of peace and prosperity and purpose. You can't get there only on your own. You need deep, abiding relationships. You need somebody to love and to love you. To love and to be loved is what makes life very valuable. And I want to encourage you to reach out. If you need to reach out to me through the Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise, do so. Or through the website, pathwaypromise.com. Do so, and we'll make a connection. And maybe we can help coordinate some ongoing relationships. But here's what I want to encourage you to do. Find someone to talk to. What a joy it has been for you to join me today on the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. We are here to serve you. You can always leave your comments on the website, pathwaypromise.com. You can check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/pathwaypromise. On our website, you can find back episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast with great teachings from great leaders and teachers and great stories of encouragement and hope. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide. We're here to be helpful to you, to help you overcome adversity, to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.